workers to collect donations. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Our beautiful string of days continues, but it won't for much longer. The weather changes are on the way, so enjoy today. There's going to be a lot of sun mixed in with a few high clouds, but the warming trend continues. We're up to about 73 today. Not bad on a November day with all the kind of weather you could have in November. Wow. And then not as cool tonight. Overnight low 50. Tomorrow, I think we're in the middle 70s. Most of the day is dry Friday, but there could be a shower. Yeah, I guess a stray shower late in the day. But a better chance of rain Friday night into Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms just about any time Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 70s and then much cooler air coming in Saturday night and Sunday, which shuts off the rain. Sunday we're in the 50s as opposed to the 70s. This has been a great weather pattern, Joey.
Yeah, I've been loving it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's dry, but it's cool.
Yeah,
not too hot.
Right,
cold.
And it can be so turbulent this time of the year. Yeah, I mean, everybody is, oh, man, you guys love it when it's stormy. No, I don't. I love it like this. Right now this morning, 59 degrees already, and looking forward to your program this morning.
Yeah, it should be a good one.
You got a lot of stuff to talk about?
Sure. The continuation of the officer A.C. Smith and Gregory Gunn.
Right, that's the local, top local story.
The police-involved shooting that happened now,
3 years?
Three years, 9 months.
Wow.
In February of 2016.
Wow.
This happened. So the arguments continued. We'll get into that. Mm-hmm. Good reporting from the Montgomery Advertiser. We have some other silly, like, local stories. For instance, there's a boat. A Coast Guard boat, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be auctioned off. Oh. And this is one of those stories where if you read the comments, we have some brilliant people in Alabama.
So you can
buy a boat.
You can buy a boat that used to be a Coast Guard boat.
Yeah, historic boat. Or ship. Maybe it's insulting to call such a glorious ship a boat.
Well, I don't know where you draw the line between boat and ship, but it's somewhere.
And like also the impeachment farce
I see that on the screen there.
I don't know what I'm looking at. What is that, Andy Griffith
Matlock? I'm looking at the other one there. This guy from the State Department here.
Yeah, David Haley says.
Doesn't he look like a kind of nerdy kind of guy from the State Department?
Oh, he does. Half of these folks do look like Aaron Sorkin West Wing characters.
Exactly.
Like, okay. Hey, did you sleep with a prostitute? But I didn't pay her. I actually fell in love with her. What a storyline, Aaron.
Yeah, he looks just a quintessential State Department guy. All right, so I'm going to let you guys go. Have a good one.
Thank you. Jack Campbell is out today, folks. Notice I said out and not the usual.
Usually,
when people say Joey's off today, I'm not going to say that about Jack.
Right.
Frisco Riverstone is here, though, and this upcoming hour of News and Views is brought to you by our fine folks and friends at Dan Black Studios. If you're a News and Views listener, you're running out of time to take advantage of 50% off for all tape to DVD transfers. So take advantage of that, folks. Call 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this upcoming hour of News and Views.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
On your TV, a scary movie. Maybe too scary. Time to compensate. Where's your phone? You need puppies. Lots of puppies. Much better. A handful of cute and a screen full of scary. Perfect harmony from a perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, your favorite TV channels, all for just $74.99 per month. Go to Huawei.com and get yours today.
Wow.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Seriously?
There it is.
Welcome into News and Views, folks.
Yeah.
News and Views from 9 to noon. We're only a week away from Turkey Day, from Thanksgiving. That's amazing to me. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. And where to begin? Where to begin? Well, it's still true. And my sidekick today is Frisco Riverstone. My name is Joey Clark. It is still true, Frisco, I believe, unless somebody has debunked this. And not just said they debunked it, actually thoroughly debunked it. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
I think it's still true.
It's true that Jeffrey Epstein didn't
kill himself? It's true that he did not kill himself.
He did not kill himself. I mean, because they arrested two of the guards.
I saw that yesterday.
The prison correctional officers is... They call them.
What I saw was they arrested him for falsifying records. Apparently, maybe they took a nap, and then they said that they had checked on him, you know, every hour on the hour. In reality, they were, you know, snoozing.
Now, but were they the same people who had to operate the cameras that malfunctioned in this very, you know, high-level prison?
Possibly, yeah.
Mm. Were they the same people who maybe, you know, strangled Epstein?
I don't know.
Anyway, that's true. Once again, I want to say all hail the Chinese Communist Party and their dear leader, Winnie the Pooh. I've been an Eeyore for so long, but I've come to see the brilliance of your ways, Winnie. Great job becoming president for life. Some might call you Xi, powerful, energetic, but I know you as Winnie the Pooh. And in your heart of hearts, that's who you are. If we go locally here, folks... There's a lot going on. In a second, I'll give an update on the ongoing case of A.C. Smith, the officer who shot Gregory Gunn.
How long ago was that?
This 3 years, 9 months. It happened in February of 2016.
It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, 3:20 in the morning. And I'll get into that. Nice write-up and great reporting by a woman named Melissa Brown for the Montgomery Advertiser. Appreciate her work on that that trial. But you sent me one, Frisco Riverstone, that fascinates me. It has to do with Utah.
Before we go local.
I want to go out to Mormon country. And the headline here from Fox News, Utah stepmom was topless in front of stepkids inside home, now facing charges, authorities say. Again, this is from FoxNews.com. A woman in Utah is facing criminal charges that could force her to register as a sex offender after allegedly being seen topless by her stepchildren inside her own home.
What?
Tilly Buchanan, 28. Wow, she's younger than I am.
Young mom.
Tilly Buchanan, young stepmom, was working with her husband in their garage in late 2017 or early 2018 when they both removed their shirts to prevent dust from getting on them. The children, ages 9 and 13, saw the couple both topless, and when their birth mother later heard about the incident, she mentioned it to child welfare officials, child protective services, if you will, because she was quote-unquote alarmed.
So this is basically birth mom, the kids come back to real mom and they say, yeah, daddy and stepmom had their shirts off. And she's like, what?
Yeah, this is absurd.
Well, the crazy thing is the whole her being, you know, registering as a sex offender.
Right. If she's convicted, she'll have to be registered as a sex offender for 10 years for taking her shirt off in her own home.
I'm sure, I'm sure that leads to quite a bit of debate because I could see both sides.
I could, but here's why I'm bringing this up, and I'm glad you found this story, Frisco, is that Jeffrey Epstein clearly was convicted of sleeping with underage people. And he just kind of got a slap on the hand. You know, he got that whole stint where he was in jail, but he could get out of jail to go work, and by work, go hang out at a nice, posh office.
Yeah, he just had to check into jail for like a couple hours.
Right.
But then, you know.
Which actually isn't a bad, you know, that's not a bad gig.
I still have yet to find anybody else that had charges similar to that,
right,
that was able to leave the way he did. But
and then he ends up being, again, he didn't kill himself, but they claim he was suicided or he committed suicide. I highly doubt that. And yet with the smallest little things, for instance, the idea that this woman who is working with her husband right alongside her, you know, I wonder, Frisco, how old is the biological mother here? Is the husband of this stepmother, his ex-wife, are they the same age as this 28-year-old?
Is it a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old?
Right. So I highly doubt it was a 13-year-old.
Sounds like dad got a younger wife.
Right.
And
It sounds to me, I don't want to be sexist or anything, but it sounds like somebody's bitter.
Well, it sounds like it needs to be taken care of just between the three of them, but convicting this woman of some sort of sexual crime and then punishing her as a sex offender for 10 plus years, that doesn't seem...
Yeah, it's just difficult in this country to take a lot of the rule of law seriously, and I'm saying this because we're so stringent on petty stuff like this, and then when it comes to the biggest stuff in the world, Jeffrey Epstein connected to thousands, well, he gets a light sentence early on. We arrest him again. Now, I mean, him and Prince Andrew and all these folks, Bill Clinton, they're just fine. It's all, even Donald Trump, it's fine that they were in photos together. It's fine. Nothing to see here. He killed himself. You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again, though. When Yovanovitch, the ambassador, former ambassador to Ukraine, was talking about how Ukraine was corrupt, I was confused for a second because I was wondering, is she talking about the United States or Ukraine, where people with money and status and political pull and power aren't treated in the courts and by law enforcement the same way the average, say, middle class or lower class citizen is? Was she talking about Ukraine or the United States? Now, I'd imagine the United States is a little better, but I'd imagine we're not that much better. I think all we are in the United States is wealthier. So there isn't as much of a game for who gets the power and who gets the money. There's enough wealth to go around, so to speak. So, you know, power corrupts, folks, even in the great USFA. Yeah, no. We're not in Florida or anything. USFA. And we're going to pick up some of this hearing this morning with Fiona Hill, 944 on the screen, Frisco, 944. We'll pick up some of this hearing today. It's Fiona Hill and another staffer for the State Department that overheard Gordon Sondland's call. We have some clips from the Sondland testimony yesterday. Gordon Sondland, he was all over the place. Like, he says, yes, there was a quid pro quo. Everybody knew. Everybody was in the loop. And yes, also, nobody told me that. Just what I came up with in my own mind. And in fact, when I talked to the president directly, the president told me, I want nothing, no quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do the right thing and what he campaigned on. But Sondland knew that everybody knew there was a quid pro quo, even though Trump told him directly there is no quid pro quo.
Yeah,
it's all over the place.
My head hurt yesterday.
Yeah, it was very difficult to watch. So it's David Holmes and Fiona Hill right now are testifying in front of Adam Schiff. And Adam Schiff, folks, and this is all I'm going to say, and then we'll move to something else. Adam Schiff immediately begins by saying the president demanded, the president pressured, made sure the Ukrainians would do these investigations. The president didn't demand squat. Excuse me, Adam Schiff. He asked. And I'm noticing this in a lot of the press. They're on pressure campaign. Of course there was pressure. Now, Trump is responding. I don't know how wise it is for him to be tweeting in the middle of these hearings, but he's the president, and he certainly is Donald Trump. I mean, today he's saying, read the two transcripts of Ukrainian calls. I've been watching people making phone calls my entire life. My hearing is and has been great. Have I been watching a person making a call which was not on speakerphone and been able to hear or understand a conversation? What kind of defense is that, Mr. President? I have incredible, impeccable hearing, and never once have I heard somebody's phone call if it's not on speakerphone. Like, have you heard somebody's the other end of the line when you're meeting with somebody and they pick up a phone and they're talking? You can hear the other end, even if it's not on speakerphone. So I don't really buy that one, Mr. President. Now, the president goes on to quote Ken Starr. This just came out a minute ago. Ken Starr, former independent counsel, quote, does this reach the level of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors? My assessment of the evidence so far, nowhere close. The evidence is conflicting and ambiguous, kind of what we were hinting at when it comes to Ambassador Sondland. Ambassador Sondland's testimony stated that President Trump said the Ukraine president should just do the right thing, no quid pro quo. You shouldn't charge, but you cannot convict a sitting president on the basis of conflicting and ambiguous evidence and destabilize the American government. And Trump said, thank you, Ken. So all that's ongoing. You can check it out if you want. Oh, yeah, by the way, last night the Democrats debated. The candidates to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party debated.
Yeah, this one didn't seem... I didn't get as much press as the last one.
Yeah, we're all fatigued, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
it's just... Because I stayed up. That last one, I stayed up for most of it.
Likewise.
Watched it.
Likewise.
Yesterday, I didn't know, I think, until it was already on. I think we talked about it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there's a debate tonight.
Yeah, it's becoming too much. It's like almost too much exposure. And the unique thing about our current president, Donald Trump, when he was running as a candidate, is that he was good on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why he won, really, at the end of the day. He was great for ratings for even his opponents and the networks that don't like him. I watch these folks, and maybe this isn't how we should pick a president. There might be a good point there. At reality TV, like, you get a minute, and you get a minute. No, you get a 10-second rebuttal. But it's not really clear who's running the clocks.
Sure.
It's like a wrestling match. It's like, okay, you get outside of the ring for 10 seconds, and you're disqualified. But I'm going to count those 10 seconds off in a very odd way that might take, 30 to 60 seconds.
Well, and we learned in the last election, we don't know who's getting these questions beforehand, right?
Right. Like,
I mean, is this even a debate,
Right. Though, so... I feel a little frustrated and tired and all these things with Washington, D.C. politics. But then I remembered the words, the inspirational words, shared by Hillary Clinton here in Alabama years ago.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Ouch. So inspiring. You know, I ain't no ways tired either, folks. I've come too far from where I started from, and nobody told me the road would be easy.
I think Kamala Harris was kind of criticized last night for
she put on a little southern
tapping
draw.
In a little southern draw.
Yeah,
there.
She got a little deep fried in her delivery. It's just, it's so gross and frustrating. And then we're getting gross and frustrating here locally. I mean, the continuation. You said WSFA picked up the story about Mayor Stephen Reed.
Yeah, well, I was in the car and I heard you kind of broke it to me because I didn't read the what was it, the Alabama?
Yeah, Josh Moon at the Alabama political reporter.
So I heard you say that the other day, and then I heard some chatter on Facebook, you know, and then the WSFA article came out, and now it's being shared like a lot on on social media.
So we're already getting sort of the icky, regular gutter politics going on right now.
Yeah.
Now, this is what's really frustrating me. When did journalism, like straight-up journalism, like what we do here is a little bit of reporting the news, a little bit of opinion, a little bit of entertainment.
Sure.
Talk radio, I think, is a fairly unique medium in that regard. But I don't consider myself a journalist. More of an editorialist. That's really
sure,
what I do.
Yeah.
But when I look at what straight reporting's out there, like straight-up journalism, when did it become the standard that you just have anonymous sources?
It's fairly new. I think honestly, starting in 2015, 16, right. That was the norm.
Because it just seems like a lot of rumor and innuendo. And also, I think, if you're the journalist doing this, and I don't do your profession, so I'm not knocking you. I'm just asking questions here. If you're the journalist doing this, like taking information from anonymous sources and then putting it out there for all the world to see, which is happening at the national level, the local level, it's just what's happening right now. So I'm, again, not knocking Josh Moon or anybody.
Sure.
It's just, it's a weird development, all these anonymous sources. But doesn't that make you, as the journalist, you're potentially being used? You're being used for a certain message. Now, maybe you're not being used and that you agree with the message, so you know what you're doing. But I just worry that sometimes if you're getting all this anonymous information out there and we can't see the identity of people, we can't understand their motivations or where they're coming from, is it credible? This goes all the way to the whistleblower, two folks informing local reporters. It'd be nice if people could, you know, stand up and say, here's what I think.
That's a valid point, though.
If it's somebody at the governor's office talking bad about the mayor of Montgomery, why not stand up and say it with your own name and own voice? If somebody at the mayor's office doesn't like what the governor's office is doing, why not stand up in public? I'll give you a forum right here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'll let you come right on these airways and in your own voice, using your own name, you can make your case about why you are upset with the governor's office or vice versa. Instead, we go to reporters and we have them put out your information and what you want to say, but not use your name. This just seems so silly. And I'm tired of, especially in this town, of all places, which isn't a bad town. I like living in Montgomery. But when it comes to the politics in this town, can we get off the grapevine? My God, everybody keeping up appearances and then talking behind each other's backs. And again, going through reporters in order to get the word out, instead of just, why don't you own up and bear witness yourself? Excuse me, pardon me for getting a little frustrated, but I'm tired of this horse trading crap and this small town crap. Well, you want to be the capital of the New South, new Mr. Mayor? I agree with you on that. Let's make it happen. Let's have Montgomery grow and become a must-see destination. For reasons of our history, but especially our hopes and dreams in our future. I'm with you 100%. But if we're going to engage in this side type of politics and end up like all sorts of other places in this country,
and places in history from around the world. We're so myopic and concerned with who gets what position, blah, 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 that we can't see the future and what the plan actually is. And if anyway, I contribute to it, other reporters contribute to it, other talk hosts contribute to it, anybody contributes to it, I don't think it's helping anything. We have to do the best we can and speak forthrightly, if you could put it that way. So we'll see where this goes. I have hope for this new mayor. I have hope that Governor Ivey can get their stuff together on these appointment stuff. I have not had any big problem with Governor Ivey. And I think the fact that she's gone through, for instance, these cancer treatments, these radiation treatments with passive flying colors, great. Great. But Alabama has a perennial problem of the shiny object of corruption. Takes our eye off the ball instead of actually getting things done to improve this city and improve this state. Instead, we get hung up on talking about who's the biggest sinner and the most corrupt. Got a little secret for you, especially if you go, you know, revisit your Bible. But you don't even have to do that to understand this. People are corrupt. We're prone to make mistakes. All sorts of things. There will always be a certain level of corruption, especially when there's all this money kicking around government. When it becomes too noxious, when it becomes too obscene type of corruption, yeah, we should take it out. But if our modus operandi, our MO, when it comes to political reporting or engaging in politics or doing talk radio is to monger rumor and innuendo, then this city won't improve and the state won't improve. So that's my little soapbox this morning. 272-9228. Are you tired of the rumor and innuendo, the horse trading, the constant bickering about corruption, and yet the corruption doesn't go away? What happened to a bold legislative agenda at the State House, in the Senate, in the legislature? What happened to, say, I know the governor doesn't have a lot of power. It's one of the least powerful governor offices in the country. But you can set a vision. You can speak to where Alabama should go. What happened to all this? 272-9228. I went on that little rant because I'm just getting frustrated with all the crap that passes for news.
It was valid. Well said.
Maybe we can actually get something done. 272-9228. Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone. Be right back, folks. Gotta go to Tejo. You got to turn on the heat. Take off that pressure. Turn on the heat. Take off that pressure. Turn on the heat. Take off that pressure.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over five hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with eight beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last, gas dry extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to join in on the program. 272-9228. Joining me this morning, Frisco Riverstone. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
This part of the program, folks, brought to you by the fine folks over at Cole Plumbing. Hope you're listening, James Cole, because I like it when you message me and send me funny stuff. You can call Cole Plumbing today, also because they're just great at the plumbing business. They're number one in the number two business. You can call them at 279-8919, 279-8919. They were founded in 1977. Cole Plumbing has been in the business ever since then, for providing great plumbing services at fair prices for their customers here in the Montgomery, Autauga, and Elmore County areas. They take 100% satisfaction in giving you 100% satisfaction. They take pride in the work they do for you. They offer personal attention and support to you and your family. At some point, you're going to have a plumbing problem, and you want some plumbers you can trust. They specialize there at Cole Plumbing in plumbing repairs, and they have proprietary pipelining technology, which means they're not going to have to dig up your yard or tear out all that drywall. They can fix your pipe, so to speak, with little to no impact. So whether your issues are big or small, Cole Plumbing has you covered. Call them today. Again, 279-8919, 279-8919. Again, you don't have to dig a hole. Call Cole. And when you have trouble with your ball, call on Cole. 272-9228. This hour, again, also brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage, News and Views listeners. Call 279-6036, 279-6036. And take advantage of 50% off all tape to DVD transfers. Tape to DVD transfers. 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being this hour's sponsor of News and Views. So, Frisco, do you think I'm off base here in the sense that, call back Charles, I think there was a mistake there with the lines. Think I'm off base here is that we constantly get distracted by the shiny object of corruption.
No, I mean, we talked about it a little bit off air this morning.
Yeah.
It's almost the entertainment value that I think people are really drawn to,
right,
in the show and the whole circus, that you're kind of missing some underlying truths. And
well, yeah, and it's also, I think, consuming our national politics. It consumes our local and our state politics. And yes, folks, there is corruption, and some corruption certainly needs to be called out. But if that's all we're focused on, and we're not focused on the big things and actually getting things done for the people, then we're not serving the people. We're just calling out a bunch of sinners and ne'er-do-wells. And okay, it'll be a never-ending story in that case.
I think the general population sees it, though. I mean, prescription drug prices have been a huge issue. There's so many things that Congress could be working on right now.
Right.
And instead, the last several weeks, you and I have been sitting here, you know, with these screens on, and it's the same circus over and over. And it's like we said, too, you know, we tuned in the beginning. We tuned in, you know, some of the edgier moments.
Sure.
But after a while, it just repeats itself. And,
right,
and I think that, you know, the general population's done, and we're ready to see something.
And when we're less than a year out to the next election. If you want to question the president's judgment on Ukraine or anything else, you have every right to do that as a voter. Like, this idea that we have to do this in Congress, you know, it came to me, it's, remember the 1950s movie The Blob? It was the monster. It was a monster movie. And in this movie, the monster is this slow-moving blob. And that poster says...
I think I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, and the poster from that movie in the 50s, I've refreshed my memory, looked up the poster artwork. It says, indescribable, indestructible, and unstoppable. And that's what that's it made what me it think is. Of, not just impeachment, but corruption in general.
Yeah.
It's just... slow-moving, pervasive blob of corruption. And if we think politics is actually going to solve all our corruption problems and not add to them, I think we're in for a rude awakening at the end of the day. Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. Wait, is this the Warrior King?
I have been called that before.
I think, yeah, this is. How you doing, Charles?
I'm doing just fine. Trump on, people. Trump on. Now listen to me, Joey.
Yeah.
Let's say you came to me and you wanted me to nominate or whatever, make your wife the probate judge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I got me a mason jar with some mint julep in it. I tell you what I do, Joy.
Yeah.
Before I make your wife the probate judge, I nominate somebody who can't be nominated.
Oh, I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. But wait, did this hypothetically, did you end up making my wife the probate judge?
She ain't, is she? Love you.
Yeah, J.C. Love is the real world is now the probate judge.
Yeah, but before I appoint your wife as probate judge, I appoint someone who can't be appointed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what she did.
So you think she purposely...
The governor.
Appointed... the general.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing.
The nerve of Reed to go to her.
Huh.
But then what happened in the meantime?
The nerve of him to even go to her.
I'm trying to follow.
Yeah, but what happened? I see where you're starting, but J.C. Love is now the probate judge, not Tamika Reed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But before I appoint your wife, I'll appoint someone who can't be appointed. And that's what she did.
Oh, you think she...
She purposely did that, yes.
You're saying she purposely is appointing people as sort of a...
No.
I'm not gonna do what you're telling me to do.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's what she did on this day. That's why she appointed Crowell. Hmm. They knew he couldn't legally do it at his age.
Right.
Before I do your wife, I do somebody who can't be done.
All right.
You know how we record these things, Charles?
Yeah,
I'll snip that what you just said.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you the question of the day. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot, like you're bringing up right now, which kind of started me on my rant. And there's corruption that should go and be punished or sought and, you know, weeded out, so to speak. But do you think our constant looking for corruption and corrupt actions by government politicians distracts us from actually, you know, doing things that are good for you and I and everybody else in the community?
Of course.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
Of course. It's making the United States more vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, Trump going to Trump on now.
It's true.
See, I don't care what they say or do. Trump going to Trump on.
Unfazed.
Yeah. Party by himself.
Indeed.
No, forget about the, Graham and all the other Republicans.
Lindsey Graham?
Donald Trump putting them by himself alone. You know why?
Why?
He Trump's on.
I appreciate the call, right. Charles. Thank you. Great call from Charles Hollis there. We need to hit another break, folks. I just find myself saying, oh, it's a new mayor or a new legislature or a new Congress or a new president. And we're finally, because it was the most important historic election ever, going to get something done. No. So good luck with that, Alabama. Good luck with that, Montgomery. Good luck with that, United States of America. The blob continues to consume us all. The blob of
corruption. Some might call it, you know, human nature. We'll be back. More news and views after this. 272-9228 if you want to join in. Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone. Be happy to field your call.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corksicle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet string of days with an extended warming trend will be ending soon, but today, a good bit of sunshine. High in the low to mid-70s, just about perfect. Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight. Overnight low around 50. Tomorrow's high in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day, but a good chance of showers by late Friday night, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms likely on Saturday as a cold front moves through the state. It'll be breezy and colder behind the front. 30s on Friday night, 50s for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Frisco Riverstone.
Hey, Joey.
Hey. You waking up?
Yeah, I just had to refill my coffee.
I'm slowly waking up myself. We're just trying to cover not only a debate last night, but also all these hearings on the national level, not to mention everything going on at the state and local level.
Whew.
A lot going on. I think it's almost overkill, especially coming from the national level. But let's go to the phones and just talk to the folks, as so many politicians like to say these days. 272-9228. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got one comment locally here, and then I want to say something about the national.
Okay.
I'm lived here a while. Thank God I moved to Prattville 15 years ago. But if anybody's lived in Montgomery for a long time, are you really surprised with that? I mean, are you really surprised? That's what his dad did. His dad was a crook. Everybody knows it. Took care of all his buddies, you know, got them jobs and stuff. So, you know. Same old, same old.
Yeah, it does smack of a conflict of interest. I don't know if it's proven there's something corrupt there. Let's see that.
Well,
something like really like a cover-up of something, I don't know. But the way I see it is, why would you ask for your wife to be there? I think it would be also a stepping stone, much like the mayor uses stepping stone.
Yeah, more things change, more they stay the same. But
right.
So on the impeachment thing, you know, it was funny last night. I was looking at the response from the other network besides Fox, and of course Sondland in the morning, you know, this is this big bombshell. Well, by the afternoon, the truth came out, and it was nothing. But on the news last night on these and MSNBC and saying, that's all they talked about was what he said in the morning.
Right.
They completely ignored the afternoon session. Completely.
His opening statement really was like, it's like all his impression, his presumption. Like everybody knew there was a quid pro quo. Everybody was in on the loop. But yeah, also later when he's questioned by folks like Mike Turner and Jim Jordan, the president did tell me, I don't want anything. I want nothing from Ukraine. I don't want to quit. It's very frustrating, yesterday's testimony.
And so all that was debunked in the afternoon. So there was nothing there. But the dishonest media is not going to say anything about it. They just keep on shoveling it, you know? It's just, and then to cap it off last night, that debate, which was that was hard to watch. I tried to watch it a bit.
I didn't sit and watch the whole thing. I only caught some clips, and man, I'm glad I didn't watch it.
What a bunch of clowns. But, you know, I tell you one thing of Buttigieg about him, that he has got a bad temper.
Really?
I mean, I'm not talking about, but you can see if you say something, if you dispute anything, boy, he can. When he got into that little deal with my mind's gone blank.
Was it with Elizabeth Warren or
the one that was in Gabbard. They got into it, you know, especially after the military. If I was her, I would have said, you know, I was actually involved in combat. All you did was drive around in a Jeep as a chauffeur for about 5 or 6 months over there. You didn't do nothing. And he didn't. That was the biggest farce.
He was in the military, but
he did nothing.
I would have loved if Tulsi had said, ooh, you're an angry little man, aren't you, Pete?
Ooh, yeah, he was. He doesn't like to be called out. So, but anyways, it was just a bunch of nothing. And I'm sorry. Does Joe Biden have like a speech impediment or something?
He seems to have developed one, and now we all miss.
He cannot speak without stuttering.
Right. At first, I thought, oh, he's tired that day, and we all make mistakes. Certainly, I'll sit here and talk for 3 hours, and I certainly make mistakes in my speech. But it's a consistent thing with Joe now. It's bad.
Yeah, and it really just completely distracts from anything he's saying. It just kind of sets him up to people just go, man, I had to listen to that, but. He's fading fast, and so I don't know when the next debate is. Is it after the first of the year?
Or is it in December?
There might be one in December. I don't know off the top of my head. I can try.
I mean, who's going to be left?
I think what you mentioned about his speaking patterns too is you're going up against Donald Trump. So him speaking like that and all those gaffes, it's a sign of weakness to the American people, and that's the way it shows. Yeah. That's the way it looks. So anybody who's going to run as the Democratic candidate is going to have to go against Trump. It's going to have to be somebody strong. It's going to have to be somebody who can speak well without all the gaffes, and Biden ain't it.
Yeah, can you see him debating Trump one-on-one and Trump just shooting these things out, and then Joe's coming back and trying to say something and getting all frustrated? I mean, it would just be have a complete meltdown.
Would I like to see it? Absolutely. But would it be good for him? No.
No.
And I looked it up. There's a debate in December on the 19th. Hosted by PBS NewsHour and Politico.
A little pre-Christmas
I'm sure people, 5 days before Christmas, I'm sure people are really going to be, or six, they're going to be really interested in watching that. Maybe their gift to us can be only three people show up for the debate. I don't know who's, somebody's got to go. I don't know why Cory Booker's still doing it. He hasn't got a chance. Kamala has no chance. I mean, Bernie's he's never going to quit until he just keels over. I mean, he's never going to quit.
Well, apparently the rules are stricter for this debate coming up in December, so only six Democratic candidates have made the stage for the sixth debate.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I like to think it's all, at this point in the game too, it's all still just pure entertainment. I mean, there's nothing's really, no one's really truly pulling forward. Right. No one's really looking like a shining star. So this 5 days before Christmas, 6 days before Christmas, it's just something, they're just giving us another form of entertainment and something else to argue about it.
If Buttigieg, though, does hold in Iowa and New Hampshire, because it's not the particular number, it's the trend. And the trend shows him on top in those early primary states. I think Buttigieg could be strong. The problem is, and we've talked about it before, he does not have support in the black community, which is crucial in South Carolina, as well as places like Alabama and across Super Tuesday states. So Buttigieg is going to have to connect there. And good luck with that, man. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you something on the impeachment thing. Is today the last day this week?
I hope.
That's it, isn't it?
We talked about that earlier. I don't think there is an actual
When is it going to end? I'm getting ticked off. This is really messing up my Jeopardy. Yeah, I haven't been able to watch Jeopardy for about 3 days. And, I'm ticked off. Because I guarantee you Jeopardy has more viewers than this thing that's going on right now. I guarantee you.
I believe it. Jim, I appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good day. Bye.
See, it's fun to talk with Jim or folks like Jim because we can just share our frustrations with the whole process. And that's really where I think a lot of people are these days. They're on the national stuff, especially with this impeachment. I'm odd in that I like political theater, but it really is, and here's what I mean. I'll actually curl up on my couch with my weighted blanket and I'll sit there and watch 4 hours of this crap. And I might scrub through and skip a few different congressmen and congresswomen because they're terrible at their jobs, or at least in hearings. And so, but now, most folks are not sitting for 4 hours like me.
I was about to say, you would be classified as very, very strange, but you do this for a living, so you're allowed to sit there with your weighted blanket.
Yeah, but I chose to do this for a living, so I think I'm still classified as strange. We have a hit a break here, folks. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. You ever met Bo Goodson, Frisco?
I have, actually. I met him in here.
Yeah, he was here when he came by to visit.
He's a really great guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and wealth of experience.
The thing, we were talking about the class too is you don't even have to be wanting to become a realtor. You can go if you want to rental properties, if you want to there's a lot of great reasons.
Just learn the market in general. Yeah. And also, if you know how the real estate market works, and of course what we're talking about, folks, is the Goodson Group offers the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Bo Goodson's taken his 40 plus years of experience and not only can help you buy a home or list your home to sell or manage properties for you through the Goodson Group, his company, he's taken that experience and created a school with it. Again, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. And it's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate schools here in the great state of Alabama. And if you're not looking to get your real estate license, it's great for that. If you want to become an agent, Goodson School of Real Estate School is great. But say you are looking to get into the market, maybe buy rentals, invest in real estate, these sorts of things, it's probably smart on your part to go and get that knowledge. That way, when you're picking out a real estate agent or working with people in the market, you know who's actually good and knows what they're talking about. That extra knowledge is what the Goodson Group and the Bo Goodson Real Estate School can provide you. So check them out online, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or call them today. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack and Frisco and everybody from News and Views here on News Talk sent you. 551-0225, 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, proud sponsors of News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Frisco Riverstone. We'll be right back after this break.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog Gracie too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at wirthcleaners.com.